Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
There's a bit of noise in the studio. That's normal. That's Shadow. Let me tell you what's happening. Jarlath Folan, welcome, Jarlath. He's a member of both the Galway Mountain Rescue and SARDA.
SARDA,
saying the right thing. Volunteer Search and Rescue Group, concerned with air-scenting search and rescue dogs. And who have you got in studio?
I have Shadow. He's my...
Shadow is a beautiful black Labrador.
Yes, yeah. 6 years old now. He's not fully qualified yet. He's in training.
Is that why he's excited then? Is
there he's always excited anyway.
Does he smell Monaghan or something?
He likes to,
He can smell the diesel off me from years. come here, tell us, Jarlath, what you do with SARDA. What's it about?
SARDA is Search and Rescue Dogs Association, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We find we're part of Mountain Rescue, and we're also part of NSARDA, which is the National Search and Rescue Dog Association, UK, Isle of Man, and Ireland. So we have common standards and practices. So, and we search for missing people. And it could be people missing on the mountains, people with dementia or despondence or anything. We're tasked by the Gardaí.
People with dementia?
Yeah. Who would go missing, might go for a walk from their own home or maybe even from a nursing home and would get lost, you know.
And the dogs are deployed.
Yeah, we would be tasked by the Gardaí to, or else fellow mountain rescue teams if they are looking for dogs for a search.
And does that happen often in the year?
Yeah, maybe 2 or 3 times a month, you know.
Really?
So it's ongoing.
That's very surprising.
Yeah.
And what happens? Do they generally find them, or where do they usually track to?
We would start searching from, say, where the person was last seen, right?
He's giving you a hard time,
isn't
he?
He's looking for you, I think, But, and we walk from there. Now, in a lot of instances, we might find the person.
If you let him go, will he relax? Or
We mightn't find the person, but we will clear areas and move on to the next area.
Sorry, yeah.
And in a lot of instances, we do find people as well, like, you know.
And sometimes they go to a bus, do they? And
it could
the
be anything,
scent
yeah,
will go
yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
Because they're confused.
Yes,
they're
yes, indeed, yeah, yeah. And to go back to when they were children or something like that, you know.
Oh, is that, yeah, because they're going back to their childhood home.
Yeah, and if you get a history of the person, like, you know, and walk from there, you know.
Oh, okay. And then in terms of people who are literally just a mountain rescue where they've gone off for a long hike and maybe got disoriented that the weather can change dramatically.
Yes, and low cloud and people get lost or disorientated and they might be going with Google Maps or something like that and then coverage goes.
Yeah, you need your ordnance survey map.
Pardon me?
You need your ordnance survey map.
You do, and your compass and knowing how to navigate, you know.
Does that happen often through the year?
It would be on a regular basis as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is this a sort of a part-time? Is it paid for? Who funds SARDA?
No, this is completely voluntary.
Really?
Yeah, completely voluntary.
Wow, for such a serious job.
Yes, indeed. Now, we do get a grant from the Department of Transport.
Yeah.
But most of it we have to do voluntary.
So you probably have worked all your life, have you?
And I have indeed. But I'm retired now, so I can.
What did you retire from?
I worked in the HSC, but don't tell anybody.
Too late. There's no shame in that. Need.
No, I'm retired 9 years now, so this
does
is
that
my,
mean you've got more
this
time?
This is my hobby as well, you know.
Well, it's a fair play to your hobby. Yeah. It's one that really helps people. Yeah. In terms of search and rescue, would that happen commonly through the year or...?
It would, and also we were our regular trainers as well. We train maybe twice a week. We train on a Thursday evening or at night time in the dark, and then we also train every Sunday morning, you know. And then that would be locally, and then we have national training every about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Our next training now is down in the V in the Cumbres. Previously we were in Wicklow, and then we move around, you know.
It's a tough job, I'd say, when you're going out, because you're obviously, someone's missing, it's usually the weather's
going
to be terrible.
You don't know what you're going to expect, like, you know.
Mm. The dog, when you bring the dog involved, it's obviously their scenting abilities, but the training must be enormous for them.
The dog's scenting ability, he'll walk with his nose, and you'll probably walk into the wind, if possible.
Yeah.
And the dog will latch onto the scent of the missing person.
Right.
And he'll go to the source of the scent. But then he has to come back and tell you that he has found somebody.
I see, yeah.
So he'll do that by barking. And then he'll shuttle in and out to the missing person.
He'll keep going between you and the place
you're
going to.
Yeah, we'll get in there. And
it's
then
incredible,
he gets a reward. See, it's a game with him.
Yeah.
And it's either a tennis ball or a bit of sausage or his favourite toy or whatever.
They're easily bought.
Just praise from the handler, like, you know.
they're very easily bought, the creatures.
Yes, indeed. Yes, your dogs will do anything.
If they're working with their nose, then that means they can work in the dark.
Yes,
really,
or in low cloud. And that's where they really come into their own in the dark or low cloud, because it's cooler in the evening or in the mornings, and it's better for the dogs for their scenting.
They're genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there different dogs for different jobs?
There are, yeah. But most dogs, like my dog, they need a drive, right? Mm. And you just harness that in so you get it in and work from there, you know. And dogs will always want to please you, you know. So it's all about positive reinforcement with the dog, you know, and give reward based, and then give him his reward when he finds.
We know when there's a dog, a guide dog, essentially, for people with challenging needs or visually impaired, that we don't pet them and cuddle them the same. What is it like with a rescue dog? Is it a similar?
Not really, no.
No?
They love the attention. And listen, when they're working, they're going to be gone aside the mountain.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be anybody there, you know.
Come here. It is a family business, isn't it?
It is indeed, sure.
Quite literally in your case.
Yeah, everybody has to buy into it, like, you know.
Mm.
You know, because very often you might be preparing to do something and you might get a call, so you have to drop everything and go. And my children gave me a hand when they were smaller to body for me, because how we train the dog is we need dogs' bodies.
Yeah.
So they are people that go out and hide on the hill. We'll give them a mat and a sleeping bag, and they could be there for an hour or two, and the dog finds them. And that's how we train the dogs.
So your daughter is in the family?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, she was. But now
in the Sarda family.
Yeah, but two babies on. That's park for the moment. Children, when they're a bit bigger, they're there.
I find it extraordinary having to go and hide, and that's the training.
But that's how it works, because it's all about scent and walking the scent, you know.
Yeah, could be an uncomfortable job, I'd say, for an afternoon.
Yes, indeed. Well, it all depends. Once there's no midges around there. And we give them rain gear so that they are kind of comfortable enough and warm enough, you know.
If it's baking hot, at least the midges won't get to the drinking.
Well, then if it's baking...
Midges are bad in Connemara?
Yeah. Certain times of the year, you know, so we have to be prepared for that as well.
Like, ironically, the bad conditions, the times they're not around, that's when you don't feel like walking.
Yes, indeed, yeah, yeah.
When a search begins, what really happens? How does it start off? I presume there's official protocols and everything to go through.
Yeah, we're tasked by the Gardaí, right? And we will have a rendezvous point, and then we'll go from there, and we will go from where the person was last seen, and we'll hit that area, and then if there's no one there, we move on to the next. That's how it works, you know.
And you're hoping you get a garment or something from whoever's missing.
That's another technique. That's scent specific, where you give the scent article to a scent specific dog, and we have one of them as well. And that dog will just lock onto that scent at the exclusion of every other scent in the area,
right?
And just tracking that scent, you know.
Yeah.
And with that dog, he'll also give you the direction of travel that the missing person went. So then you could bring your air-scenting dogs and put them into that area and then saturate that area with air-scenting dogs.
Okay.
And
you can hone in, you know, in that particular place.
Yeah. Because in a lot of areas, lots of times, if a car is parked in a car park, you don't know which direction the missing person went.
Right.
So the scent-specific dog will let you know when he gets the search scent article. He will lock onto that scent and he'll go trailing, you know.
If it's very windy, does that make it kind of nigh and impossible for the animal to...
Not really. You just walk the area and it'll be a bit scattered, but it'll be stronger in the area that the person went. So you have to eliminate all the others. Or even when you come to, say, a junction, you'll have to walk the junction to see which area the person went, you know.
Tom is in touch with us. This is a semantics row, which I'm sure will bug you as well. But what we're talking about this morning are rescue dogs. Why do people call dogs taken from animal shelters, as in they bring them home as pets and they call him, he's a rescue?
Actually, one of the dogs that are in Sarda was rescued from Madhra, which is much... And he's a super search dog. You know?
And trained up to become a search dog, which might be a different term. At Sarda, I should say, is, as it says in your badge, Search and Rescue, the National Search and Rescue Dog Association. Do you know how many are in operation around the country? Or
we have about 13 search dogs at the moment. Yeah. I think I was doing a count this morning, there was about five men and eight women.
Oh, right.
The dog handlers at the moment, you know. So
good gender diversity
yes,
there.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
And is there enough, or are they needing more? Or?
Well, some of them would be concentrated in the one area, so we could always do it more, so especially around the country, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm based in the West. There's some in Wicklow. There's some down in the southeast. There's one or two in Cork, Kerry. So there's lots of other areas in the country that we could do with.
And the walking season is...
Well, we have no problem going to these areas where there's no dogs. We cover the country, like, you know. So,
oh, I see. Yeah.
We don't
go
just do
wherever you're needed.
Area, like, you know?
So you're just not in Connemara. Listen, it's an absolute pleasure to hear more about you. People will hear that Shadow has left the room to be more comfortable.
Right, he's gone for a steak lunch.
He's gone for a steak lunch. He deserves a reward just for being here with us this morning.
Yeah.
As you, but Jarlath Fullan, thank you so much. And for people who want to find out more about Sarda and their rescues, they can head to sardaireland.com.
Correct.
A pleasure. Thanks a million.
Bermagat.
Berbua, and good luck to you. So.